Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is. Welcome to the third Thanksgiving program of Glory United Ministries. Just want to know that Pastor Benjamin and I have prepared a special program of praise, worship, and thanksgiving for you. We hope you will enjoy it and you will pray with us as the program goes on.
Music Ministry, Minister Law, Anasia Figueroa. Come on, let's receive her as she comes.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord. So honored to be here to the visionary of this great movement of God, Bishop T.D. Jakes. Amen. And to First Lady Jakes, my mother in the spirit, I'm so glad to be here. To all of you who are here, to my pastor and father and bishop, Bishop Eric Figueroa, to co-pastor Owens, amen. Just so glad to be here. How many of you know, no matter what the reasons are that all of you have come, all of us have come here together, there's but one purpose for us to be here. Amen. And that one purpose is for us to lift up the name of Jesus, to show our gratitude for his goodness, his kindness, and his mercy. Amen.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the
I am strong.
your feet. We're getting ready to receive the woman of God. Hallelujah. Come on, continue to worship him.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Give thanks. We worship him. Yes, in this moment, this is our day of thanksgiving. This is our year of thanksgiving. This is our lifetime of thanksgiving. I was thinking a moment ago, dear friends, as to why is it we holiday. I'm going to invent a word for you. Holidayize. Why do we holidayize our celebrations? So now here we are in a Thanksgiving period. And in a few more days, few more weeks, we'll be in a Christmas period. And we'll be giving and thanking all over again. And then in a few more weeks, we'll be in a resurrection period. Why don't we just put them all together? How come we can't Thanksgiving? How come we can't give and celebrate? And how come we can't celebrate the resurrection? Can you imagine the feeling of joy after having two or three days of trembling and suffering and grieving? The joy that the women felt when they came to the tomb and heard these men in white say to them, "Whom seek ye? He has risen." Can't we feel that resurrection joy all the time? Yes, all the time. How come we just can't walk around feeling that joy of knowing that he is risen? Yes, that he is risen, that he was crucified. We don't want to focus on the crucifixion. We want to focus on the joy of risen, that he's risen, and the promise of the King. So, Lord, in this moment, let's have a prayer. Thank you that Jesus is risen. Thank you that Jesus has forgiven our sins. Thank you that Jesus has proclaimed that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's not tomorrow. It's not yesterday. It's not here. It's not there. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, and more importantly, is within. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us to this moment of joy. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to release in this moment all of the holds and bonds and shackles that others have placed on us. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to rebuke them, to rebuke those shackles, to rebuke the devils and demons and entities, dark forces, and all those that seek to ensnare and intrude upon our journey to heaven. Oh, Lord, remove, and thank you for releasing us from all of the hindrances. Lord, thank you for taking away and allowing us to release the mental configurations, the thought forms, the ideas that are getting in our way. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be free in this moment. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to praise you. Now, Lord, we know that you're not there in heaven saying, "Oh, give me praise, give me praise." We know, Lord, that the reason why you want us to praise you is because it uplifts us, it frees us, it allows us to, in the moment, to be in the kingdom with you. Now, Lord, we know that the gates of heaven are right before us, and we, Lord, we know the only thing that's keeping us from moving through those gates is the fact that you have forgiven our sins, but, Lord, we have not forgiven ourselves of that sinfulness. So you have forgiven our sins. Yes, your son Jesus has forgiven us, but we have yet to forgive ourselves. So in this moment, Lord, help us. Help us to forgive ourselves. Help us, Lord, to forgive us, to free ourselves of our guilt. Allow us in this moment, as David said, allow us in this moment, Lord, to be cleansed and washed as hyssop and made white and pure and clean and clear as snow, so that we can stand before you and stand before the gates of heaven and know that, Lord, those gates swing open, and, Lord, we are moving into them. Now, Lord, thank you for our family members. Thank you for our coworkers. Thank you, Lord, for those who have accepted you. And, Lord, thank you and bless those who have not. Bless the churches, the various denominations. Help them, Lord, not to see their differences. Lord, help them to see that we are the same, that we all are traveling the path to the kingdom. And, Lord, help them to understand that as long as they focus on the differences, the distinctions, the separations, that, Lord, they will not enter the kingdom. They cannot, because we must be one as we stand before the glory of God. Now, Lord, there are many blessings that we can ask and will be asking during this hour and for the rest of the week, the rest of the day, the rest of our lives. But, Lord, these blessings we ask, yes, we do. And we ask these blessings, amen, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for hearing our blessings. And we praise you and praise you continuously. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. And now, without further ado, we bring you Pastor Patricia Benjamin.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Dr. Scott. Thank you, great man of God, for this is truly another day that the Lord, he has kept me. He has kept me from all evil with a mind stayed on him. It's another day that the Lord has kept me. And I'm so glad that the Lord has kept us. But we thank him, for this is the season in which the world, along with the saints, are giving thanks, giving thanksgiving, thanking God for the many blessings that he has bestowed upon them. And they just take a moment on a Thursday, every fourth Thursday in November, because the dates change, but the fourth Thursday in November of each year is set aside for people to take the time to say thanks, to be with family members and friends, and enjoying the turkeys and the trimmings and the apple pie and the pumpkin and the sweet potato and the lemon meringue and the coconut custard and all kinds of goodies on the table. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday because I like to cook, so therefore I love making pound cakes and that sort of stuff, still making my own pie crust and just putting in the ingredients that taste good in my mouth. And we want to, along with the people, give God the thanks, because without God we are nothing, and without God we have already failed. But we just want to thank you, Lord, because you've been so good for all the times when you've been around, when there was no peace of mind to be found. Lord, you are always there when we needed you most. And now when we pray, we will always say, for this we thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, sweet Jesus. Come on and tell God thank you. Come on and give God some praise right now. Thank him for the good times. Thank God for the bad times. Just give God praise. Open your mouth and shout, thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, nobody but you, Lord. You're able to help us to be in the land of the living, where we're yet able to give you thanks. And God, we thank you. We thank you. Oh, I want to go to the Word of God right now. Ah, for all the times, hey, God, that you were there when there was no peace of mind. Ah, God, but you were always there, helping us to weather through the storm. And again, God, we need to remind ourselves that we owe you our praise. We owe you, God, our thanks. It belongs to you, the praise and the thank you belongs to you. Oh, Father, we love you. We adore you. And let us go now to the Word of God in the book of Psalms. And I want to begin reading at Psalm number 24. And I believe I'm going to read it in its entirety on tonight. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I've had a good day today. I've just been in my kitchen baking and baking and baking and going to continue. I love Thanksgiving. One reason why I love Thanksgiving so much, besides all of the food that Grandmom and my mom would have on our tables and my neighbors, we just went from house to house sampling something that my mother didn't make or my grandmother didn't make, but Miss Cowell made this specialty and Miss Dozier made that and Miss Brown made that and Mother Johnson made this. And somebody, I've never had but one time a pie called a lima bean pie, and Miss Wilkerson made the lima bean pie. So you went to from house to house getting something different. But what I like along with the food is the fact that we can tell God thank you because he makes this possible, because in him we live, we move, and we have our being. So we're just so grateful to God and his mercy that he would allow us to be able to indulge ourselves in a participation of food, to say thank you with the food. But oh, I would not rob God. No, no, no. I'm going to give him thanks with my lips, with my mouth, with my voice. I will lift up my voice and tell God, thank you. I will shout it, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for everything, everything that's in my life right now. Oh, let's read the word of God. I'm excited. You know that every time you hear me. I'm excited over the word of God. Mm-hmm. The earth is the Lord's. I did tell you Psalms 24. The earth is the Lord's. Fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. You had nothing to do with this. God did this. The earth was already here before you got here. But he had you in mind. He knew that you would need a foundation. So therefore, he established the earth before you came. So when you arrived, you had an earth that was already here that you had nothing to do with, but God had included you when he made the earth, because he knew that he was going to allow you to dwell there. And so the earth belongs to the Lord, for the scripture declares that the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he founded upon the sea, and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? That's a question it asks. Or who shall stand in his holy place? That's another question the word is asking. And verse number 4 answers it for you. It says, he that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Somebody need to tell God thank you. Thank you, because I know what I'm going to receive. I am going to receive the blessing of the Lord, and I'm going to get righteousness from the God of my salvation. Isn't that right there? Isn't that alone just enough to tell God thank you? Whether it be November Thanksgiving on a calendar that man has instituted, but what, look at what he's done. He has made an earth and the world and the floods. He established, he founded everything. This right here should be enough for you to give God the thanks for being in the world, for being a part of the dwelling. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Woo, my God, I'm excited over the word of God. Let's do verse number 6. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Somebody need to shout, thank you. Woo, my God, I love the Lord. Ah, thank you, sweet Jesus. Who is the King of glory? Yes, somebody is confused. They think President Obama is the king. They think the government itself is the king because he issues out checks every month, whether it be a Medicaid check or a Medicare check or a Social Security check. They got their faith and their hope and their trust in someone who didn't make the mountains, who didn't make the trees, who didn't make the rivers that flows to the seas. He cannot send the rain when the earth is dry. Who should we be thanking for the things that we have and the things that we receive? Somebody bigger than you. And I tell you, I feel like praising God in here. I tell you, the tiredness in my body has left because the word is a light. Oh, my God, unto my feet and a lamp unto my pathway. And when you're walking in the light will give you hope. The light gives us strength to make it from day to day. Come on and tell God, thank you. Oh, bless his name. I'm trying to constrain myself. My mom is asleep, and I don't want to wake her, but she knows the word like I do. In fact, she taught me the word of God. So if she should hear me, she should tell God, thank you. Oh, God, thank you for the edible shit. Thank you for the word of God. Thank you. Never mind the turkey and the ham and the yams and the goose and the duck and whatever else you like to have, whether it be goat or whatever you eat. God bless you. The different cultures, if you want chitterlings, eat them. Because Jesus said, call nothing that I say is clean unclean. He had to get Peter straight because Peter told Jesus, I can't eat that. My custom don't allow me to eat that. Jesus said, Peter, you don't call anything unclean that I say is clean. Bless it and eat. Oh, bless his name. That I know a lot of folk might be mad with me now, but it's all right. It's all right. Why? Because the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. I'm just giving thanks for the earth belonging. The earth still belongs to God. I don't care what's going on in the White House, the Blue House, the Green House, the Yellow House. The earth belongs to God. I don't care who's fighting in Syria. I don't care who's fighting in sissy or whatever you want to call the place. I don't care if they're fighting in ISIS or ISIS. It makes no difference. The earth still belongs to the Creator who created it. Bottom line, Dr. Scott liked to have his discussions with me, and many times he will, when he's finished speaking, he will say, end of story. And usually that end of story implies that there's nothing else to be said. So there's nothing else to be said. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So it tells us, lift up your head, O ye gates. Let's go back to the word of God. And it says, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. The King of glory is on your side. You don't have to fear what's going on. Live your life so that if your life should end at this moment, you know without a shadow of a doubt, Jesus will be standing there saying, come on home. A very glad welcome waits you there. Come on home. Your father's wealth to share. Don't worry about the future or what you think that friends may say. Pick yourself up. Wayward child, come on home. So live your life as if it's your last breath you're going to take. But know, as Dr. Scott so clearly points out when he speaks and he says, for the kingdom is within. I know they got different places that they call kingdom, but Jesus told the disciples that the kingdom of God is within. And it's within your body. My friend called me about 4 hours ago, Pastor Burris, and she and I were speaking, and she had picked up excess weight, and she said God spoke to her and told her, he says, Evelyn, food is for the stomach, but your body is for me. So know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost? We got to be careful what we put in our temple. But I tell you one thing should be in our temples tonight is that we tell God thank you, that we give praise unto his name and bless him and don't rob him by not telling him thank you. Oh, I don't have anything to thank God for. Yes, you do. You have the activities of your limbs. You have eyes to see, ears to hear, legs to walk, a voice to talk. Oh, yes, you have something to be grateful for. 45 minutes ago, I had a gum ache. My gum was aching. It couldn't be my tooth because I had a root canal. So they took out the nerve, but the gums were aching and throbbing. But Dr. Scott prayed, and I believed God, and I have no more pain as we speak. Oh, bless his name. I can close my mouth down on my teeth, and it's not aching me. I thank God. Oh, I got something to thank God for. Yes, I do. Oh, let's read the word of God. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. You see who's battling? The battle is not yours. It is the Lord's battle. So while the Lord is in control and fighting on your behalf, can't you just say, thank you, Lord? I know things are not easy. And it doesn't look good because you don't know what the outcome is going to be. But just trust him and tell him, thank you. God, I don't have the house that I desire, but thank you for the house that I desire. God, I don't have the job, but thank you for the job. When you start telling God thank you and stop complaining, things will move that much quicker. on your behalf. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. And then this is what he said. Now that you know that I'm strong and I'm mighty, listen what it says. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. He has identified who he is and what he's doing. You don't have to wonder. He's telling you, I'm strong, I'm mighty, and I'm showing up mighty in battle. I can go up against the devil who you can't beat, but I am stronger and I've got more power than the devil ever will have. So if I'm fighting for you, this is what that next verse says. Lift up your head, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. I tell you, I thank God for the reading of his holy word. And I thank him for being able to just let you know that we're getting close to the end of the year, but know that things are going to get worse. But as long as you can hold on to this 24th division of Psalms and know that you have the King of Glory who is mighty in battle, that he's working things out on your behalf, you can do like Moses when he told the children of Israel to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You can stand still and know that God is in control. So therefore, you ought to be able to lift up a thanksgiving unto God. Forget the turkey. Forget all the trimmings. And say, you know what? God is greater than turkey. God is greater than one day designated. God is God 24/7. And I will tell God on a daily basis, thank you. Oh, I love the Lord, and I won't take it back because God is so good. Come on, come on, clap your hands. Come on, clap your hands. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Come on and tell the Lord thank you. Tell him thank you. Oh, don't rob him. Come on, tell him thank you. Get out of yourself and tell him thank you. Oh, God, put some emphasis on it. Shout with a voice of triumph. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Oh, God, a wheel begins to turn on the inside when you begin to bless him and thank him and lift up your voice and tell God, I know somebody, I hear you in the spirit. I hear you in my right ear. I hear you saying, I don't have to shout to tell him thank you. Well, tell him quietly, thank you. Tell him, thank you. He hears that, even a whisper, thank you. Tell him, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. However way you want to express your thanks, tell him thank you. Oh, let me just move right on here to Psalms 92. I'm in the book of Psalms. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Somebody said, you know, I like the service, I like your program, but I don't need to hear all the music. I want to hear more word. Well, you will get a mixture here because I don't want to offend you, but there are some that can't get out to their church service. So a little music and word goes together. So it's just beautiful to be able to please everyone. And God knows we aim to please everyone. But we are also Spirit-led Christians. And we're led by the Spirit of God. And there are times that we select the songs that you hear. God has ordered that song. Because, you see, I don't know who is listening by telephone. I don't know who's listening by their computer. I don't know that. I've gotten a call as far as from Australia where someone was listening by way of computer. I've gotten two calls from Jamaica where the man there said, "Me like your program is helping me and my wife." And I got another one says, "Patty, I don't care about somebody else singing. You sing, I like your voice." So you see, I don't know who I'm reaching, and I'm not trying to offend you either. So just count it all joy and tell God thank you. Let's go to, we're in Psalms for the next few moments, and then I'm going to relinquish my time and turn it over to the doctor and let him take us on in. Oh, bless his name. Let's do Psalms 108. I have written some of these down, and let's do Psalm 108. Psalm said 108. And verse 1, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praises, even with the glory. O God, my heart is fixed. If your heart is fixed, you don't have to wait for November the 27th to say thank you, Lord. You can say it anytime. I turn over in the middle of the night. I look at the clock. Sometimes it's 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, and I just turn over, and I say, Lord, I thank you for being able to turn over. God, I thank you. That seems like a small thing, but it's a big thing. Try turning over, and you've discovered that you can't. But everything I do, I just say, God, I just love the Lord. Let's do Psalms 108 and verse 4. For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reaches unto the clouds. God's truth and his greatness is greater than the heavens. It reaches unto the clouds. That's, oh my God, I'm just, oh, the word is so rich. You know, and since I'm here, let's just go right next door to Psalm 107, verse 1, and I believe verse 1 and verse 2. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, bless his name. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Is that what it says? Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. That's what it says. For his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Now, you hear what it's saying to you? Everyone should give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. He said he allows the rain to fall on the unjust as well as the just. But not everyone is going unto the Lord. They don't like him. They don't trust him. They don't worship him. They don't praise him. They really don't have a relationship with him. They don't know anything about him. They think that someone else is responsible for the earth being here and the world and us that dwell therein. They're quite pitiful. But you are charged to give thanks. Why do I say you are charged to give thanks? Well, the word just got finished telling you. It says in that seventh verse, that seventh number of Psalms 107, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. You have been charged. You have been summoned. You have been subpoenaed by the word of God to give him thanks. Because he said, let the redeemed. If you've been redeemed, you owe God. See, he can overlook those that don't know the way. But those of us who know the way and don't give him his due benevolence, you're going to be beaten with many a stripes. Yes, that's why some of you are having it hard now. You know the way. You once walked in the way, and you stepped out, and now you're too stubborn and stout-hearted to tell God thank you. But he said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Those whom God have redeemed from the hand of the enemy need to tell God thank you. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Now put that on the table with your turkey and the dressing. Put it on the table. Oh, God. And I'm almost finished, Dr. Scott. I'm going to do one more of these Psalms. They don't believe that they're to say thank you. I don't know what
else. Yes, ma'am.
We
are definitely going to go on and on and on. Pastor Henry is with us.
Bless you. Verse number, Psalms 105, verse number 1 says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. That lines up with verse number 7. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If God has redeemed you, if God has saved you, if God has done anything for you, you need to tell him thank you. You need to be the one to open up your mouth. Not the pastor, not the teacher, not the preacher, not the choir, but you need to open your mouth and tell God thank you. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Don't rob him. Oh, I expect for someone that don't know him. When I was a child, they sang, do you know him? Do you know him? Do you know Jesus Christ, God's son? If you know him, we sang, yes, I know him. Yes, I know Jesus Christ, God. So then why are you having such a problem giving him his thanks? Tell the Lord thank you. Don't be so messed up because things are not going in the order you feel that they should go. They're not coming fast enough. God knows I'm yet waiting on God to do some things for me in my life. And while I'm waiting, I'm still trusting and telling God, thank you, for this is the day that the Lord he have made. And I not only will rejoice, but I will tell God, thank you. And I'm going to move out of the way. I'm going to decrease so that my Pastor Marva Henry from Chicago, Illinois, who prays for me on a daily basis, someone whom I've come to love very dearly, Haven't seen her in almost 6 years, but we are just as close today as it was when I met her 6 years ago. And I thank God that she is telling God thank you. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Scott. You can open the mic for my friend, Pastor Martha Henry, and she can take it and take us on in because we're giving thanks. Because of not only Thanksgiving and the turkey and all that. Oh, she's an excellent cook. Oh, my God, she is. But we, the children of God, the redeemed of the Lord, every day is a day of Thanksgiving. And we are the redeemed of the Lord, are to glorify and magnify the Lord every day. Oh, bless his name.
Pastor Henry, your line is open and alive, and we'll want you probably to notice if there's anything going on in the background that will be coming through. We're so glad that you're with us, Pastor Henry. Please join us in thanking God for all that he's done for us and all he's done for you. Amen.
Amen. Thank God. I enjoyed that, what I heard, Patty. Oh, give thanks. And as I begin to just listen, oh, give thanks. I told the people on the prayer line, one lady came on last night and she said, oh, there's so many things happening. But I begin to tell her, honey, you better look back over your life and begin to give God thanks. Begin to give God praise. I said, look at where God has brought us from December 31st on over into this part of this year. I said, you need to give God thanks because one thing about it, you didn't have to be here, but because of his grace and mercy, you're here. You didn't have to go to the cemetery. You didn't have to go to the jailhouse. You didn't have to go to the hospital, but you need to learn to give God thanks. Oh, give thanks. I don't care what's going on, where we are, what we're facing. We yet need to give God praise. Give him praise for the things that you have not seen. Give him praise for the things you have seen. Let us give him praise for the places that he brought us out of. Oh, God, I just thank you. I thank you. But look at what Miss Patty is today. Amen. How we prayed and talked to God. And I used to always call a pastor. And I told her, I said, girl, you know, there's a call. And you get ready because God is getting ready to take you into pastorship. She wasn't there yet. But we give God praise. We give him praise for what he already has done now. We give him praise. I thank him for this here radio show that they have here, the doctor and Pastor Pat, Patricia Benjamin. I thank God for where they are now. And I thank God for the doctor. Amen. I thank God for him. So we give thanks. I remember the doctor prayed with me one time on the line. Boy, I left out and I was going someplace. And the men of God begin to call in my blessings through the from the universe, all in the through the universe. And baby, I went out there that day, and you talking about somebody was blessed. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, and we know that he's worthy. We know he's worthy to be praised. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. So I enjoy that I begin to think about. We need to just give thanks unto him. Stop complaining. Stop complaining and start giving him praise. Stop talking about the situation and begin to give him praise. When you start talking and talking about the situation and stop complaining and start giving praise, look at, there you'll begin to see the manifestation of God in our life. We got to learn to give God praise. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. And he is worthy to be praised. And when you begin to praise him, didn't he say this in the word of God? If I be lifted. So when you're praising him, you're lifting him. He said, you want them unsaved loved ones saved in your house? You want that husband saved? That unsaved wife? He said, if I be lifted from the earth, I shall draw all men unto me. For, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. When you're praising him, when you're lifting him up, you're giving thanks unto him. And then when you're giving thanks, he said, as I be lifted from the earth, I'm going to start drawing. And then look for him to draw. Look for him to draw on tonight. Oh, I thank God for the word. I thank God for you, Pastor Patricia Benjamin. I thank God for Dr. Gregory Scott. I thank God for you, people of God. I do. I thank God. And I'm so happy to be able to be on this radio show with you all. I'm so elated. I tell you, I'm just happy to be here, to be on the line with you, Patty, and Dr. Scott. Amen. And to lift up the name of Jesus. I just thank you, and I want to say to you all, God bless you, and I want to say, listen, take the word. Don't just hear it, but take that word and apply it. You know, I want to say this, and then I'm going to get off. You know, if you go buy your cell phone, and when you buy that cell phone, you come in the box, and you're bringing it on in the box, and you're looking and see how pretty it is, but it's no use. No use to you until you begin what? To get that phone activated. It's pretty, you can look at it, but you got to first activate it in order to use it. Listen, activate the word of God. Activate that word in your life, and God has given us the authority to use his word. But it's got to come alive in you first. You got to activate it. And once you activate that word, that's why he said, my son, pay close attention to my word. So activate that word in your life and watch God move on your behalf. So I'm going to say God bless you for Pastor Patricia Benjamin and Dr. Gregory Scott. God bless you all.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor Henry, and it's always good to hear your voice, whether it's in a private conversation, whether it's in a prophecy, or whether, saints be praised, it's on the Glory United Ministry Hour, which is what we have today. Now, today's program is really special. I have decided that it is now time for us, and I'm going to invent a word, to holidayize these holidays that we have. Two or three days ago, I was at a luncheon, and they had a turkey loaf. Now, the turkey loaf, they had white meat and dark meat. And I think for Thanksgiving, we need to have a little Christmas. For Christmas, we need to have some Thanksgiving. And for Easter, we need to have some of all of them. So I just want to thank you for coming on the call there, Pastor, and for sharing that great joy that you have with us. And I hope that our listeners understand that even though they may be in a room by themselves, that that room is filled with angels. Angels who are celebrating the joys of giving thanks and who are worshiping with us and helping on behalf of God to lift us every moment. So we're going to end today's program with one by Marit Brown, which is requested especially by Pastor Benjamin, and the title of it is Pastor Benjamin. The title of it is I Just Want to Praise You.
Yeah.
You have been listening to Glory United Ministries Hour of Thanksgiving. I just call it an hour of power. And so we hope that you enjoyed the program, and we look forward to sharing this with you once again.
Forever and ever.
We just want to give you warm wishes for the holiday season. Pastor Benjamin.
Yes, God bless you. I'd like to thank all of you out in Radio Land for listening, and I'd like to wish each one of you a very special Thanksgiving. May the Lord God bless you real good. May the food make you happy, and may when you think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he does for you, just cry out with your voice, "Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me." God bless you.
I know he won't change.
Now,
trouble right. Tonight, you would be able to say, what is a lawyer that he won't? Graham, you don't know nothing about that. You know something about that, too.
I know that God is a lawyer.
I know he won't. What God heals to you.
He's a doctor and he don't
change.
I got some witness out there.
Oh, oh, oh,
oh. He's my doctor. He heals my body. Yes, he
did.
What he did.
Is my provider everyone? I ain't got no witnesses out there.
Yeah, you got witnesses right there.